Chapter 3. The First Visitor. The next morning, the three boys discovered a small house made of sticks. They also discovered a piece of pottery. The house and the pottery were very old, but now the boys knew that people had come to the island. The boys kept following the river. Finally, they reached the sea. There was water as far as they could see. Donegan agreed that Bryant had been right. They sat down and quietly ate their lunch. Suddenly, Gordon saw Fan drinking out of the sea. He jumped up and took a drink. Gordon said,
"The water isn't salty. This is not the sea. It must be a huge lake. Maybe we aren't on an island."
The boys followed the lake shore to the south. After an hour, they came to another river. Here, they saw all kinds of ducks and other birds. The boys turned and followed the river back to the west. Soon, they began to see the cliff. Bryant said,
"Look over there by the water."
The boys saw an old boat under a tree. It was very old and broken, so they could not use it. However, they saw some words cut into the tree. FB 1827. Suddenly, they heard Fan barking loudly. The boys followed the sound and found Fan standing by some bones. Were these bones from a person? Was this FB? Donegan noticed a cave at the foot of the cliffs. It was very large. Bryant thought it would make a good home for the boys. Inside, they found an old bed, a small table, and a wooden box full of cooking tools. On the table, Gordon found a journal. The name François Boudin was written on the cover. Gordon opened the journal and began to read. François Boudin was a Frenchman who became shipwrecked 55 years ago. Gordon discovered a map in the back of the journal. The map showed rivers, cliffs, and the lake. On the other side of the lake was more forest. On the far side of the forest, Mr. Boudin had written, "The sea." According to the map, they were on an island after all. Gordon decided to name the place French Cave. Then the boys began the long walk back to their ship.